Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Share, sponsored by Nishmas Am Yakoshav Melech Basitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in the Taba Amud Bei says that Roiv Yisrael Shebechutzarts, most Am Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, Shmoiseyem Keshmois Oiv Dekachovim. Their names are names that are similar to Goyishe names, and therefore, if you have signatures that were done by names that are Goyim, we assume they were done by Yisrael. The Marashadam of Shmuel di Medina brings in his shoot in Yeredeo Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes. He brings a raya from our Gemara that you're allowed to name Yidin with the names of a Goyim. And he proves that even Shemus Mubhakim, even classic Goyish names, you could give to a Jew. And there's no problem, does not cause any Isser to give the name of a Goy to a Jew. Famously, Reb Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuvas, in Orchaim Chelek Dalet Simon Samech Vov, where he discusses if one can name his daughter in the name of his mother if the mother had a Goyish name. And Reb Moshe concludes that he thinks you're allowed to do it. And says Reb Moshe, how do we know, the Medrash tells us, that the reason so we're saved from Mitzrayim is because Shaloshinu, they didn't change, Shaloshinu Shmon, they didn't change their name, Shaloshinu Lishayna, they didn't change their language, Shaloshinu Levusha, they didn't change their clothing. So the Chorus, clearly, Am Yisrael were saved from Mitzrayim, they came out of Mitzrayim, because they kept their names. So what about this issue? Says Reb Moshe, that was only before Matan Torah. Before Am Yisrael received the Torah. So then, what made them unique, what differentiated them between them and the Mitzrayim, was the fact that they kept the special names, the special language, the special clothing. But once they receive the Torah, what defines Am Yisrael, makes them different than Umas HaOlam, is the Torah HaKadosha. That's what differentiates between us and the Goyim. And Reb Moshe concludes and says, he says, it makes sense. I'm afraid to say that without Rias. So already, Reb Yaakov Hillel brings that the Shutma HaShadam says it before Reb Moshe, and that's a good source. But the Emes is the Maharal, in Gevurah Hashem Perek Mem Gimel, says that clearly as well. Because the Maharal says that there's a very big difference between Golos Mitzrayim, before Am Yisrael received the Torah, before they became a nation, and other Golos. Because before they left Mitzrayim, they were still not a nation. They were descendants of the Avos, but they were not defined as a nation. So what made them intact? What made them different than Mitzrayim? What made them different is their clothing, their names, and their language. But once that they left Mitzrayim, and they became a nation, and received Torah, and they're defined as Am Yisrael, now if they go between the Umas HaOlam, and they have the same names, the same clothing, the same language, that will not make them assimilate with the other Umas. And we can add to this something which is Pashul Misvara. We're learning this daf in the second day of Shavuos. Shavuos is Yom Matan Torah. Before Am Yisrael receiving Torah, Am Yisrael are begeder derech eretz kodma haTorah. They need to act, they need to have the external act to show what makes them unique, what makes them different. But once Am Yisrael receives the Torah, their shaykh is their connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is through the Torah. And therefore, the Torah HaKadoshah, what makes them one. The Torah HaKadoshah is what defines them. And therefore, mikan ve'eilech, there's no issue for a Yid to have a name of a Goy. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.